Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Adelaide. In the year 950, Adelaide, daughter of Rudolf of Burgundy, was in name Queen of Italy. But in effect, she was a frightened and bewildered young woman who had come to Berengarius, Marquis of Ivrea, to plead for her husband.
Yes, yes, of course I'll see her. I've been expecting her. Come, my child, sit down. Here in this chair. You're such a beautiful young queen, Adelaide.
Why do you keep my husband in prison?
He's dangerous to the peace of Italy.
That's not true, Marquis. Lothair is a peaceful man.
Then let us say he's unfitted to rule Italy, to defend her from her enemies.
And yet you forced his father to abdicate in his favor.
That was 3 years ago. During that time, I discovered that he was unworthy.
He's never tried to harm you.
No. Still, he's not shown much gratitude.
How can you expect gratitude after you forced his father off the throne?
And made him king of Italy without waiting for his father's death.
You didn't do it for Lothair's sake.
You're right, Adelaide. I did it for you.
For me?
So that you would be queen of Italy.
But why?
You and Lothair were ruling jointly. A very bad arrangement for all, but especially for you. Your position was indefinite. I marched my forces before Hugh and told him to abdicate and let your husband take his place.
How can you say it was for my sake when you sent Lothair to prison?
Are you so greatly concerned with Lothair? Are you in love with him?
He is my husband.
Oh, come, come, come now. I know the history of your marriage. Your father was warring with Hugh of Provence for the crown of Italy. In 933, they ceased hostilities, drew up a treaty of peace. One provision was that you would marry Hugh's son, Lothair.
What? In 933, I was...
2 years old. At 16, you married Lothair. The bargain was honored. I doubt whether you saw Lothair more than half a dozen times before your marriage, so don't come to me with the plea that you can't live without him.
If I was the price of peace between my father and Hugh of Provence, I'm glad that the bargain was struck. But regardless of that, I married Lothair in the sight of God, to be joined with him until parted by death.
Queen Adelaide, your devotion is most admirable.
Since you recognize me as Queen of Italy, I demand that you release him.
I recognize the title, but you are in no position to insist on anything.
Then I implore you, on my knees, I beg of you, release my husband.
Very well.
Thank you. Thank you, Marquis. I'll always be grateful. You'll never regret.
Where do you want his body delivered?
His body?
He died early this morning.
Murderer. You murderer. 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 Why have you insisted on seeing me, Marquis?
I know the rumors being spread that I ordered Lothair poisoned. I swear it's not true.
My order would have no force, therefore I request you to leave.
It was necessary to put Lothair in prison. He caught the fever and died 4 hours later. I didn't order him killed.
I'll pray God to forgive you. I can't find it in my heart to do so.
You don't believe me?
Does God believe you, Marquis? It's he you should convince, not I.
You've made up your mind not to believe me.
Whether Lothair died from poison or from the filthy condition of his cell, you are responsible. You arrested him.
My dear, you can't grieve forever. I'm sorry he died. I meant only to teach him a lesson, so he'd respect my authority. But forget the past. The world moves on, and you must keep pace. The day will come when you must have a husband.
You choose a miserable time to speak of marriage, Marquis.
Your period of mourning will be over next week. I've come to speak of marriage.
You've come to...
I'm here on behalf of my son, Adalbert.
You propose that I marry your son?
I insist on it.
I shall never marry a son of yours.
Then you shall go to prison until you change your mind.
Now it's plain. You forced Hugh to abdicate so that I would be queen of Italy. Then you killed Lothair so that your son could marry the queen. Deny it if you can.
I'd much rather you believe it. Do you still refuse to marry Adelbert?
As long as I have the breath of life, I shall refuse.
Amid this luxury, it's easy to make childish gestures of resolution.
When I'm in prison, my answer will be the same.
We shall see. A few weeks of solitary confinement, and my son will not seem so undesirable. Guard! Come, Adelaide, your escort is waiting.
You're not the jailer. I've had my food.
Is the light so poor, Adelaide?
Berengarius.
Outside, the sun shines. It's warm. Flowers are beginning to bloom and the birds sing. The air is clean and the sky is blue.
Do you come to taunt me?
This dank cell will ruin your beauty.
Then your son will not wish to marry me.
Only your beauty will be ruined, not your value. Come, Adelaide, the door is open. You may walk out. Free to live and enjoy the fresh, clean air and the sunshine with Adelbert.
No.
As you
please
wish.
Go.
As you wish.
No, don't go. Stay, please stay.
Do you mean that you have changed?
Just stay. Talk to me. No matter what you say, just let me hear a human voice. Taunt me, revile me if you wish, but don't go.
Confinement has made you inconsistent. First you tell me to go, now you beg me to stay.
Yes, you're right, I am inconsistent. I've only myself to talk to. I do talk to myself and to God.
Then be sensible. This is no place for a girl of 19. But say the word and you can leave. Think of it. A warm bath, a soft, clean bed,
women to wait on you, delicious hot food, jewels, beautiful clothes.
I pray God strike me deaf. Let me not hear this temptation. Let me hear the voice, but not the words. Give me the strength not to be tempted.
You'll go mad here. You can't stand this.
The strength.
Even strong men become babbling idiots in time. Oh, come before it's too late.
No. No, you're evil. I'll not bow to evil.
Oh, listen.
But I will look upon evil and draw strength. It will remind me of good.
But I...
My Lord has said one should profit by the shrewdness of the world to store up gain in heaven.
Be still. Be
you
still.
You told
Calm yourself.
Me you heard rumors. People say you poisoned Lothair. Now more than ever you need me. Need me to quiet those rumors. The people know I would never marry your son if I thought you had killed my husband. You need this marriage to vindicate you in the eyes of the people. No, Marquis. No. 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 God help me. Give me the strength to endure. Oh, God help me. God help me. What's that? Who's that? Who is that? It's coming from below. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, I'm here. My cup. I'll use that to answer. Someone below. Someone trying to help me. Blessed God, you've heard my prayer. I hear you.
Each day the sound came closer. Adelaide would signal her unknown deliverer when it was safe to tunnel, when to stop in order to avoid detection by the jailer who brought her food and water.
Quick, you have something soft to put on the floor.
The straw mattress.
Yes. Now put it behind the stone while I balance it. When it falls, I don't want it to make noise. All right. Stand clear.
The jailer just took my food plate away. He won't be back until morning.
Good. It will give us time to get far away.
Thank heaven you've come. Who are you?
Later, child, later. Quick now with you. Into this tunnel. Here, give me your hand. Now you can walk upright to where I left a candle burning. Then you must go on your hands and knees. Are you ready?
Yes.
You go first. I will follow.
No. Oh.
Are you awake, my child?
Priest.
Father Martin. I discarded my workman's garments this morning.
I was dreaming. I thought I heard the sound of galloping horses.
No, it wasn't a dream. They have discovered your escape. Men have been riding by all morning.
Is it safe to stay here?
I think it is. It's near the castle. They will assume you would be much farther away.
But the owner of this hut, where is he?
The hut is mine. I built it several years ago.
Oh, how glad I am to be here. I never knew how wonderful sunlight and fresh air could be. How did you know where to tunnel? Why did you rescue me?
Wait, child. Now, let me ask you a question.
Oh, of course, Father.
Are you hungry?
Oh, I'm very hungry.
Good. I've caught some fish from the lake. Now let us cook them, and we can talk during breakfast.
And you tunneled all that distance?
I began the day you were imprisoned.
What must I do now? Berengarius will continue to look for me.
Much has happened since you were imprisoned. The nobles are discontent with Berengarius. They plan to get rid of him.
But how?
They've sent word to Otto of Germany about his misrule and tyranny, and they have indicated that they would support him if he invaded Italy. Otto knows of your imprisonment, and he has agreed to drive Berengarius from power.
Here there is peace, no battle, no intrigue. If I were only some peasant girl, I could...
Child, you must think of your people. You're in a position of power and trust. You can be of great influence for good. Otto will restore you to the throne, and your enemies will be at your mercy. And then be merciful, my child, and the people will love you. And in time, you will have no enemies.
Father, when I was alone in that terrible dark cell, I swore that if ever I was free, I would take my revenge. You don't know what thoughts can come when you're alone in the dark.
He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light. Remember those words of Christ's?
Yes. Now that I'm free, now that I'm in the light, I shall heed the light. Father Martin, if God wills that I be in power again, I shall be merciful.
Otto met with little resistance when he invaded Italy. Adelaide hastened to Canossa to welcome him. Otto proposed to her. She accepted, and they were married on Christmas Day, 951. Otto gained no new territorial rights by the marriage, but the conquest of Italy was made much easier. For the romantic Italians rallied to the young queen who had been so dramatically rescued. Her German subjects soon idolized her, for during her reign with Otto, she gave them living proof that she had taken into her heart the words of Father Martin. Otto died 22 years later, and their son Otto II succeeded him. When he was of age, he married the daughter of the Byzantine Emperor Romanus II. Her name was Theophano. It was not long before she developed a jealousy for Adelaide, now Queen Mother.
Otto, you must be lenient with them.
Lenient? I'd say Otto's been too lenient with these lazy peasants. Otto, they can pay their taxes.
Theophano, it has been a hard year.
Oh, they'll always say that. Why don't you let them know that there will be severe punishment for delays? They'll find the money fast enough.
Mother thinks it would be wise to extend the time. Or let them pay part of the taxes now and the rest later.
Very well. Do as you like. But I think it's very foolish of you. Otto, your mother must give up these charities. She's giving away your money.
No, it's her money. Don't you understand? She lives very simply. And she's never called on me for any contribution.
It's not her money. When she dies, it belongs to you. If she continues to give away money, there'll be no inheritance at all.
Theophano, why don't you try to get along with Mother?
I do. But she acts as if she was still queen. She uses this money to buy her way into the affection of the people. No wonder they all cheer her when we go out. They hardly notice me.
But she's been here so much longer than you, Theophano. In time, the people will get to know you and to love you.
In time. It wouldn't take so long if she weren't here. And things would go much better if you didn't take the side of your mother against your wife.
It's not a question of taking sides. It's only that...
She can't reconcile herself to the fact that she's no longer queen.
Let's not argue about it, Theophano.
Will you talk to her? Will you?
Yes, I'll talk to her.
She is young, Otto. Be patient with her.
But to have her say such things when you're so good and wonderful. Oh,
and I must realize that you, too, are very young. Her ambition is for you. She's not sure of herself. Everything is new to her. The people know me. They've had little opportunity to know her.
Well, that's what I told her.
That she should resent me is an understandable human emotion.
But you don't resent her.
When I was young, I was headstrong and self-willed. But I was fortunate to be imprisoned when I was 19.
Fortunate? Do you call solitary confinement good fortune?
I didn't at the time. But alone in that dark cell, I learned to believe and trust in God. And then I was rescued by Father Martin, who helped me to walk in the light.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
I want to leave here, Otto.
Leave? Where would you go?
To Pavia. I have a small place there, and my charities and work in converting the pagans of the north will keep me occupied.
You don't have to leave, Mother.
It's best. If I stay, there will be friction. You'll be put in the position of defending me. I'll come to feel that I am the cause of misunderstanding and quarrels between you and your wife. So for the sake of harmony, let me go my way.
But I'll feel we've driven you away.
No. This is what I want to do. I'll be happy in doing God's work.
Very well, Mother.
Adelaide departed for Pavia. There she devoted her time almost entirely to living a quiet, holy life. Later, she and Theophano were reconciled through the good offices of the Abbot of Cluny. In 983, Otto died, and his son, Otto III, succeeded him. He was an infant, and Adelaide and Theophano shared his regency. It was not long before the same jealousy developed.
Please, 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 don't interfere with my instruction of my son.
I only tried to teach him to curb his temper. If he's to rule over people, he must learn.
He's my son. It's the mother's duty to tell him what he can or cannot do.
I'm sorry, Theophano. Of course it's your duty.
Now you're telling me I've neglected my duty.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
Now, if only you would learn not to interfere. I thought we understood that when you returned. We had this same quarrel about Otto. Now it's starting all over with his son.
I agree. Things have not worked out as we had hoped.
Well, it certainly is not my fault.
I shall return to Pavia.
Oh, that's not necessary. If only you would learn not to...
Let us part, Theophano, not in anger, but in love.
I do love you, but there are times
even
when...
Even people who love each other have different points of view, and sometimes they quarrel over them.
Is leaving the only solution?
Let's try it, for a while at least. I'll not be far away, and we can visit when we feel the desire. And should you need me, I'll come at once.
Adelaide returned to the palace much sooner than expected. Theophano died suddenly, and Adelaide was recalled as regent for her grandson. She ruled wisely, insisting that no revenge be taken on enemies. Her court was a happy and holy place. Her charities extended, as were her efforts to convert the pagans to the north. Adelaide died while on a mission of peace to reconcile her nephew with his subjects. She was stricken on the road and taken to the town of Celts. There, death was waiting for her.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymore for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymore. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymore, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He look upon you with kindness and give you His peace. Amen.